from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump's longtime advisor, Hope Hicks, testifying at his hush money trial in New York on Friday. Hicks being asked about the infamous Access Hollywood tape where Trump brags about groping women and the alleged payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an affair.
Trump denies the affair with Daniels. His lawyers insist his only interest in keeping her quiet was to protect his family, not his campaign. But Hicks testified Trump later told her it would have been bad to have that story come out before the election. It was at that moment Hicks broke down, dissolving into tears. Judge Juan Merchan calling a brief recess, Hicks walked out to compose herself, Trump barely looking up.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife facing federal charges for allegedly taking bribes from a foreign entity. ABC's Rachel Scott with details.
Prosecutors allege Cuellar was behind an elaborate scheme, accepting $600,000 in bribes from an energy company in Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank, money that was allegedly laundered through sham consulting contracts. In exchange, Cuellar allegedly agreed to use his position as a U.S. congressman to push policies that would benefit the bank in Azerbaijan, which borders Iran and Russia.
If convicted, they could face potentially decades behind bars. Anti-war demonstrations that have ended at a small number of U.S. universities this week as school leaders struck deals with pro-Palestinian protesters, fending off possible disruptions of final exams and graduation ceremonies. Brown, Northwestern, and Rutgers among the schools reaching deals to end tent encampments and building takeovers. Heavy storms slamming Texas. In West Texas, there were tornado warnings Friday night. Then in the Houston area, there were a number of high water rescues as heavy rains in the area have hit again, which has already been saturated in recent weeks. You're listening to ABC News. An experimental F-16 fighter jet taking off from Edwards Air Force Base in California Friday in a flight unlike any other since the F-16 was controlled by artificial intelligence rather than a human pilot. AI marks one of the biggest advances in military aviation since the introduction of advanced stealth technology in the 1990s, and the Air Force has aggressively leaned in. The military branch says it plans to deploy a fleet of 1,000 AI-enabled warplanes as early as 2028. President Biden honoring 19 people with the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Friday, including some members of the entertainment industry. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
President Biden acknowledged 19 recipients of the Medal of Freedom Friday. The White House East Room packed with supporters eager to see the diverse group receive the nation's highest civilian honor, including Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh.
As the first Asian actor to win an Oscar as Best Actress, she bridges cultures not only to entertain, but also inspire and open hearts, and that's what she keeps doing.
The president praised Yeoh's efforts to advance gender issues and for breaking barriers on the big screen. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Delegates for the United Methodist Church have agreed to repeal their longstanding ban on the celebration of same-sex marriages or unions by members of its clergy and churches. The vote by the UMC's General Conference came one day after delegates overwhelmingly voted to repeal a 52-year-old declaration that the practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.